Good morning, the Exotics Vet. This is Carrie speaking.
Oh, hi, Carrie. I was hoping to make an appointment, please, with the vet. I have an avian cockatiel that has like an abscess or something on his leg that needs seen to.
Okay, let me just have a look. We're just down a vet for the next few weeks, so we are pretty booked up here.
Okay.
Yeah, let me just have a look. Okay. Now, our next availability wouldn't be until tomorrow at 9:30.
Oh, that's fine. Yeah, that's take that.
Yep,
yes,
is your cockatiel still quite bright and alert? And
Yeah, he seems quite well. He's got a bit of the scours the last few weeks, and I just thought he had an upset gut, but I think it might be the leg.
Okay, so what's the leg actually looking like?
I almost realised it yesterday. It's like a yellowy, pussy lump with a little bit of an eye in the centre, like it's got a scab.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And it's on the right, sort of just above his leg.
Yep. Okay, we'll definitely have a look and see what's going on there. Now, have we seen you here before?
No, never.
No? Let me just grab some details so I can make the appointment there for you. What's your first name?
Kylie, K-Y-L-I-E.
And your surname, Kylie?
Trevanion, T-R-E-V-A-N-I-O-N.
And your email address?
All lowercase, Kylie T.
Yep.
Dot Mark B.
That's B for Bob?
Yes.
Yep.
At bigpond.com.
Excellent. And your best contact number, is it the one that you're calling on now?
Yes, it is.
Excellent. And your address there, Kylie?
Number 7?
Yep.
Cooper, C-O-O-P-E-R, Place,
yep.
Moray Field.
And the name of your cockatiel?
Teddy.
Teddy, was it? T-E-D-D-Y?
Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
And do we know if Teddy's a male or female?
I think male. He lives in an aviary with a peach face.
Certainly. And how old is he approximately?
4 or 5. Just guessing.
Yeah, no, that's okay.
I didn't actually buy him. I took him off a relative that couldn't look after him anymore.
Okay. Okay, well, I've got you all booked in then for 9:30 tomorrow morning with Dr. Brock.
Yes.
I will send you an questionnaire to the email that you've just provided me with. It just gives us a little bit of insight into Teddy's husbandry, the food, how he lives and everything like that. If you can answer it as best as you can. And we'll look forward to seeing you tomorrow at 9:30.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Okay then. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, see you then. Bye-bye.
Another question. Sorry. Best way to bring him, in a box or a cage? Because I don't normally take my birds out.
If you've got a small carry cage, that's probably the best way to bring him in so we can assess him before we handle and then have a good look. Just even a cat carrier or something like that, like those plastic cat carriers or something, generally the best way to bring them in. Just try not to have any dangly toys or anything in there that can move in transport, because that can definitely scare them while they're travelling.
Yep. Okay, awesome. Thank you.
Not a problem. Okay, thank you. We'll see you then tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Lovely. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.